knows about you. So come, we don't have him. Say, Dee.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little shocked what Jim told me. That you said that this is impossible for the principal out there at Albuquerque, because I believe that I've got it hard and fast. Now, why do you think it's impossible?
I didn't say it was impossible, Mr. President. I said that we were checking on it, and it was just a matter of finding out the identity of the entourage of the people who were with Agnew.
So well, I think if you'll just get his calls, you'll tell the telephone company you want the calls placed to Washington that day. I think you'll tie it right quick. And I think I've got it tied, but I know she was over with Ms. Agnew. You knew that, this lady in question.
Yes, sir.
And I have some pretty good information. I think this is what happened. I think he was the conduit for this. Now, I just want to be positive. What calls came from Albuquerque?
Yes, sir.
On that specific day?
Right.
And Jim said that you thought that it couldn't involve the fellow.
Well, I frankly have that personal feeling.
Why?
I don't think he's smart enough to be involved with somebody like that. I don't think he's ever. Oh
no, no hell no. She's running around with him.
Is that right?
Oh hell yes, I know that.
Yes, well, I didn't know that.
Yes, she's just about like you and Mildred and Walter and me and so forth.
Well, I'll check on that right away. Frankly, I thought it was John Tower that was handling the communication.
Well, there are about four of them handling it, but this is the first one.
Yes, sir.
And we've got it cleared up. His statement yesterday clears us, I think, out there with them and lets them know that that they got to put horsing around and go on to the conference, or else we're going to lose with them.
All right.
I've got that closed, but I want to see. Exactly what happened on this day, because the little flower was first she was out with Ms. Agnew. That's number one, preceding this.
Yes, sir.
And we got that hard, as you know.
Right.
The second thing, we know that she said that her boss had talked to his boss.
Right.
And that was pretty definite to me, that Agnew had talked to Nixon. And he was talking to her, and she wanted him to talk to his boss, who was President of Vietnam.
All right, sir. We'll zero in on Agnew and with every one of his calls.
Now, what I want you to do is I just want you to ask the Albuquerque switchboard to give you the long-distance call from Albuquerque to Washington on that day between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and I think that wraps it all up. It just shows where the calls were and who they were to and what. And I want all the calls that go into that embassy and out just as thorough as you can. Now, I want it only for the security of our country. I'm not going to make any of them public. I'm not going to involve any of them in politics. If I had, I'd have come out there the other day and said, hell, here's what you're doing, trying to do, stop peace.
Right.
But I do think that I've got to protect the security of the country, and I think that this is essential. And I waited Sunday and Monday, and I want those calls that were placed from Albuquerque to Washington.
All right, sir.
This area on that day.
All right, sir. I'll have them for you.
Thank you. Did
I certainly enjoyed being with you today.
Well, I couldn't tell you. Did Jim go into you these other things with you?
No, sir.
I told Jim to tell you that I told this fellow that. I couldn't fire this man and didn't want to ask him to leave, that was very happy with the services the department had given me, the Bureau had, that if there had been a vacancy, that I would name you and I would recommend you, and I thought that he would want to do the same, but that I did not want to humiliate or mortify the other fellow until he was ready. And that I didn't know what that situation was.
Yep.
I didn't want to go into that when you brought that third party in today. I thought I would have said it, but it might have upset the old man anyway if I had said it
right.
When I called the first meeting. But
very very charitable.
I think the ground's very good, and I know it is for the whole Bureau. I know that because I talked to them twice, and I think that I don't know. Why in the hell doesn't he act?
Well, because he doesn't know how to do anything for himself. Because he is a very selfish individual that frankly just feels like he's invincible and can't get along without him. He wants to be wants to stay there until he dies. So I think he's like, he will stay there.
What is his age?
74.
Well, does the new man have to issue an executive order too?
Yes, sir, he does. New man has to ask him to stay on. And he doesn't know how to drive a car. He's never kept books. He doesn't know anything about housework. He doesn't know anything about anything outside the office because everything is done for him. I love him. I've always done it. I worked for him for 27 years. But it's time he's moving on. And it's my fault and Walter's fault because we came to you and recommended this.
Yes, he sure did.
Strictly our fault, I admit that. But now we've got to get moving. We can't stagnate. We're too important an agency for that.
What's wrong with his arm?
I don't know, sir. He's been shaking pretty bad for some time, and he also has a pretty bad back ailment. He's had very difficulty getting in and out of a car or standing up, getting up in and out of a chair. Blamed that for a walk that he took with him merchant on the beach for 4 miles one day. He said 4 miles. I don't know where it was then or not. He quite told him that three strokes now, and he's in bad physical shape, and but they just won't stay on because they just don't know any other thing in life. And I want to support him, and I want to help him, but I'm not going to help him for the rest of my life either.
No, I think I can do something about that. I'll watch that the next few days.
I owe you everything, and I'm just very grateful to you for it. I'm not stalling on this situation in Albuquerque. I've been told to take care of the situation, take it easy. I've had my instructions, but I'll get this information fast, go to Albuquerque and get it myself for you. I'll do it.
Well,
I'll have it for you tomorrow.
All I want to do is be sure of my ground because I think the fact that I was sure of it brought this statement yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You saw it in the morning paper that from now till January 20th that we'll all be undivided and united.
That's right.
And I think if I didn't have this, I wouldn't be able to do that at all.
Right.
And that's the only reason I want it. I don't want it for, as a matter of fact, I think from, I just know that that's the best interest of my country, and that's the only goddamn thing I want. I'm not in politics or anything, and I think I pretty clearly demonstrated.
I'm convinced of that. I'll get the information.
Thank you.